I just want to remind everybody or to speak about the fifth dimension. The fifth dimension is the realm of oneness in which there is no problem to be solved. And my practice with clients has shifted that direction to a large extent over a recent year or two, where I don't focus on people's problems. I see them as whole and then work with them, and people have these remarkable shifts and a lot of good things are coming out of that. So I feel like that's the highest path for this spiritual work we can do together.
Yes.
It's because if we feel fear and then we're trying to overcome it, or we have weak adrenals, we're trying to shore them up, that's not the fifth dimension. That's the third and fourth dimension.
Okay.
And, you know, the adrenals are kind of where the rubber meets the road between our, you know, the divine wills of God and the separated will of the human race. You know, that's like the place it gives out first is the adrenals and the pineal and some of these glands like that. So, you know, and that's why it's such a common thing. But is it okay if we just enter into a meditation now? I'm just going to start saying some things, and I welcome, we're all doing this together. So I just welcome you to like tune into your own I Am presence. And we, and when you feel inspired to say something that comes from the presence, please just say it. You know, just add, just check in. Is this coming from the my own truth? And if it is, then share it. And we'll just co-create this as we go. And I'm recording it. So, you know, this is a valuable recording. I don't know in advance how. I just feel like we're ready. We've had this discussion. We've said a lot of things have been said that are all really valuable and insightful. So I'm going to suggest put the tip of your tongue on the roof of your mouth, which tends to connect you with the oneness circuits of your body, connects yin and yang. Breathe into your, fully breathe throughout your whole body, lower abdomen, chest, full breath. And first we take care of ourselves. Just connect with your own inner child and just send reassurance to he or she that, you know, you are safe. You are completely safe within your divine field. Just enjoy, do this with us, be here with us. And I have absolutely no doubt there is a, you know, a beings of incredible power and light that are right now working to help the earth through this transition. And I ask that we align with them and that they support us. If it's a they or an it, I mean, I don't know, you know, this kind of dualistic to even say they, but whatever that field of divinity, you know, that we often see as archangels or ascended masters, God, whatever we would call that, that, that field is, we align with that field of the greatest good, nothing less than the highest perfection, oneness, Christ consciousness, and the divine mother, father, God, whatever you'd want to call it. We surrender the fruits of this meditation. I certainly don't choose to know what should happen or what, but know that there's a part for us to play in creating this sacred geometry of this group, this Merkaba. And yes, it can be bigger than the whole earth because there's no order of difficulty in miracles. Large, small, doesn't matter. That this Merkaba is interconnected with the light, all the light beings who are serving the earth, and all the other people and groups that are right now meditating and praying for the highest good that are on the light side all over this planet, maybe other planets. And I ask for a divine quality control filter to be placed on this meditation. So without us having to keep saying it, or only the highest good, only that which is of the divine, that which is of the Christ consciousness, Mother, Father, God, is allowed to be part of this space that we are in. And that we are absolutely safe and protected and doing this, doing what we're doing. And I affirm the infinite power of God. So many people speak about the love of, you know, the love part, the intelligence, the wisdom, but we often get nervous about the power part. Because people think of power and they see the Trumps of the world and the Putins of the world and the big corporations and all that. So we're talking about the true power that exists, that those people are just tapping into part of that true power, just like we are. So the power to truly bring the earth through this transition successfully, safely, I'm invoking that power as is appropriate. And looking at the earth, into my inner eye, I'm seeing the new earth. Just, it's glowing with light. It has this grid work of sacred geometry all over it, flower of life patterns. You can visualize however you want to see it. This is just something I have enjoyed. Colors are brighter. And it's just, the air is pure and clean. Been regenerated through, we can call it through divine power, ET technology, whatever you want to call it. The ozone layer is perfectly intact. Toxins have been transformed back into beneficial substances, molecular substances that can be used for life. Things as petrochemical toxins are just molecules that are organic that could be used for life instead. I see an awakening love, a fierce, powerful love awakening in every human being and animal and plant, where it becomes much easier and more possible to look past fears and prejudices and tribal alliances and political parties and to start saying, oh, I feel in my heart, I actually want to do what's right. Even if it's hard for me. Now I'm seeing the new earth in the part of the world called China. The highest flowering of this amazing ancient civilization that's brought so much technology and art and wisdom to our world. And just great total forgiveness of the dark part of China, all the karma that's been created in China, as is appropriate. Just seeing the flowering of the wisdom and power of that civilization in a way that's harmonious for the whole planet. And healthy, a country full of healthy people, and truth being expressed openly. In the United States, same thing, seeing one of them, that this was a very powerful birthing in the 1700s that was supported by the Ascended Masters, inspiring and overshadowing George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and James Madison, and Alexander Hamilton, a lot of these people, that they were getting wisdom coming in from very high places and many, many other people as well. The Iroquois Nation that inspired our Constitution. And I just see the highest fulfillment of that, the higher consciousness and leadership and light of the United States. People coming back to the principle of self-sacrifice and service. What John F. Kennedy said, ask not what my country can do for me, but ask what I can do for my country, coming back in, the truest form of that. I'm going to be quiet for a while if anyone else wants to say anything to add to this.
I'm seeing the Sephirah activated in every person on earth, so that we're all interconnected. There's only one here. So that energy is totally harmonious, working perfectly. Every function is wonderful. Every ability is totally harmonious. And all the light is within the stations of the body, of the physical body, the mental body, spiritual body. The light is working together in all the forms, whatever they may be. And with that interconnection of light, it will create a power which nothing else can deter, because that light is what we call God.
I just saw a vision of the new earth encompassing our old earth, just in a sense like swallowing it up or absorbing it. And this principle of infinite multidimensional forgiveness blazing through all the earth and all related planets and galaxies. As is appropriate, thy will be done. And as someone said earlier, it's being offered to each person. They can still choose whether they're going to accept it or not. This stage is being offered in a very tangible way. When it just being shown that this is not just about the earth, this is a huge network of interconnected worlds and planets and universes, that there's been quite a power play and all these things going on for so long, and the earth has been kind of like a pawn in all that, and our ascension is where we claim our sovereignty as a light planet. Step out of that being the pawn for others.
Be aware that the love of God lives within you. Live within the peace of God. Live by the truth.
And I want to mention the Divine Mother also manifesting as what we call Mother Earth, feminine principle. That so much of the seeming problems and dysfunctions are connected with this split between the male and female poles of existence. So much of what we see as abusive out in the third dimensional world is the denial of the mother, is the disrespect of the mother energy. So just salute and acknowledge the universal mother of creation, Mother Earth. It's not about going to a new matriarchy where the feminine is ruling everything either. It's this harmony. Absolutely. Of the poles in service to the one. in one of the books that was channeled from Master Saint Germain and Master Jesus, they said, and this really stayed with me, that we have access to unlimited divine power that can do anything. And for us to work with the earth, we need human beings to raise their consciousness and reach to our and connect with us, to come high enough that we can really radiate to you and through you. And that really stayed with me. And to raise our consciousness, we have to be very grounded. You know, there many people have tried raising their consciousness without being grounded and just burned out. So the grounding practices of connecting to the core of Mother Earth and strengthening our root chakra and breathing in the abdomen, all that is absolutely a strong physical body with a lot of exercise. Like all those things are really vital. So we can actually hold that higher level of consciousness and be anchored and healthy. And I sense right now that the masters are very kind of happy with what we're doing. And I feel that their presence and that we've connected in some way. Does anybody else have any sense of anything like that? Okay, well, when we can close this part of the meditation and come back to having a little more communication, just stay in the space. Same with us, then we can share some more what we're getting. Thank you, thank you, thank you to all the divine beings, to our own divine self, our own true self. Love you, love you, love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I like what you said about the feminine masculine balance, because the thing that kept coming to me through this was really asking for not a specific, but have that energy open so that all beings may thrive in perfect balance and harmony, whatever that looks like. And it just, you know, just keeps coming back that way.
Yes.
I had the feeling that the planet was what I thought it was when I was a child. It just felt wonderful and whole, and everything was just great and perfect.
Thank you. How does other people feel right now in terms of your body, your consciousness? I'd be interested in knowing. Because I'm feeling a lot right now.
Mm. Feeling really light and energetic.
I feel like a nicer energy than I felt the last couple of days. And then I just got the message that said, envelop everything in holiness. To envelop everything in holiness and make everything holy.